So we're going to learn two Prakim today. One smaller one and one normal size one, Perikei and Perik Vav. We're going to try to go through it pretty quick. Small hakdama, just to every time I learn these Prakim, it's very very perplexing Prakim. Sort of an interesting story that we're told about. And once again, I think that understanding the spiritual implications of what is going on in these prakim is going to be very important for us understanding this process which Am Yisrael is going through. Not only Am Yisrael, but the nation surrounding Am Yisrael. So the Aron was taken by the Plishtim, and that's where we left off. Eli and his two children were killed. 75,000 Jews were killed. Was it 34?
Yeah.
34,000 Jews were killed, right? Nachon. 34,000 Jews, my mistake. 34,000 Jews are killed. And we spoke about yesterday the concept of Am Yisrael, seeing the Aron as somewhat of a deity. And that was really the chait. That was the underlining issue. That theme is going to follow us throughout the next few prakim as well. Uplishtim lachu es Aron Elohim v'yaviu me'evin ha'ezer Ashdodos. So they bring it to a main city, one of the capitals of the areas of Plishtim in Ashdod. V'yichu plishtim es Aron Elohim v'yaviu oso beis dagon. So they take it, they bring it to Ashdod, and they put it inside of Beis Dagon. V'yatzigo oso etzel Dagon, and they put him next to, they put the Aron next to Dagon. So Dagon, it's a machlokas in the Rishonim exactly what Dagon was. Dagon was some sort of Avodah Zarah. Some of the Rishonim understand that he's called Dagon because he has the lower body of the Tzelem was a fish. It's actually fascinating. In Greece, they found a statue of a goddess. A goddess, which also almost like a mermaid. And some people want to claim that this is this Dagon, because we know that the Plishtim are also from that area of Greece, the Greek islands. Some of them in Farshim understand that Dagon was just a name. It has nothing to do with fish. But one way or another, it is in Avodah Zarah. And essentially what the Plishtim are doing by bringing the Aron into their Mishkan of Avodah Zarah is essentially saying, remember, they were so scared when they saw the Aron. They were so scared, they thought they were going to lose. So when they win, what does it essentially mean? It means that their God beat the God of Israel. Right? And this is, right, we saw this in Sefer Yoshua and Sefer Shoftim as well, that this is the theme. When you win wars, so the God won the war over their God. So they bring the Aron and they put it by this Dagon. Veshkimu Ashdodim Macharas. The people of Ashdod wake up the next morning. Vinei Dagon nofel lifanav artza. The statue of Dagon had fallen. Lifnei Aron Adonai. It had fallen, almost prostrated itself in front of the Aron. Veichu es Dagon veyeshivo solim komo. Pick it back up, and they leave it. Kanira, they figure that it was, I don't know, you know, something happened. I think there's something very ironic, or I don't know if it's ironic, but it's very difficult for us to understand Avodah Zarah in general, and we've spoken about this. But their understanding of this Avodah Zarah that these man-made statues have some sort of koach. Either way, this Dagon falls over. Veshkimu baboker. They wake up the next morning, and the same thing happens. Veshkimu baboker mimacharas. Vinei Dagon nofel ifanav artzel lifnei Aron Adonai. Once again, it prostrated itself in front of the Aron. However, this time the rosh Dagon ushtei kapos yadav krusos el hamiftan rak Dagon nishar alav. So what had happened? The head of Dagon was cut off, the two hands of Dagon was cut off, and the only thing that was left was the Dagon, which many understand to be the lower half of the body, which was a fish. So obviously, we know that the cutting off of a head and cutting off of the hands, we've already seen that. Right? We see it by Goliath. David cuts off the head of Goliath. It's a way of showing, repressing and showing koach, the hands as well. We saw that by the king of Yerushalayim, cutting off the fingers. And essentially, what is happening is that Hashem, in a certain sense, this is what we're going to have to understand throughout the rest of these two prakim, is that there are people that would think because the Plishtim were successful in this war, so they thought that their God won. So, alul liyot chil Hashem. It's possible that some people might think, okay, this is going to be a great chil Hashem. You know, Hashem doesn't, he's weak, he's lost his power. That's why they lost. So, all of the things which are happening here is really doesn't really have anything to do with Am Yisrael. It's really so that there won't be a chil Hashem, right? So, wake up in the morning and the head and the hands are gone. Al kein lo yidrichu kohanei dagon v'chol abayim beis dagon al miftan dagon ba'ashdod ad hayom hazeh. So in parentheses, the Tanakh tells us, and that's why until this point, whenever the Sefer was written, is that the people who served in the Mishkan of Dagon would not step on the mezuzah, right, on the doorpost of the Mishkan, because that was like that was a lack of kavod for what had happened to Dagon. Mashma from this that they went ahead and they rebuilt this Dagon, meaning like the fact that we see a future of this Mishkan was that they just, you know, maybe they glued him back together, but they create this new Dagon.
What's the mezuzah on the doorstep?
It's the doorpost, right? So it says Al kein lo yidrichu kohanei dagon v'chol abayim beis dagon al miftan, right? Al miftan. Miftan is like the threshold of the door. Okay, so they called it the miftan dagon. Why? Because the avodah zara, the dagon, had fallen by the threshold of the door. You would think at this point, already two times, the Plishtim have seen that the Aron is not doing something, well for them around them, but they stay stubborn. Vatichbad Yadonai el Ha'ashdodim, Vayesimim Vayachosam Ba'afolim Obitchorim Es Ashdod Ve'es Gvulaha. Now, not only was Dagon hurt by this, but Kanireh, they continued having the Aron there, and therefore Hashem struck Ashdod and the cities around it with something. Now, the way that they probably translate it, tchorim, is, how do they translate it?
Hemorrhoids.
So in modern Hebrew, that's what tchorim are as well. It's an interesting reason that, it's interesting that every time that the Torah says, every time that Tanakh uses tchorim, that there's a kri and ksiv, that the Tanakh uses a clean lashon. Ba'afalim is not tchorim. I saw, however, that there are some mefarshim that understand that tchorim is not hemorrhoids, rather it's some sort of beast. Maybe it's a pest, some sort of rat, and we're going to see exactly why they were motivated to say that in just a little bit. But whatever it was pretty bad. Vayiru anshei Ashdod ki chein v'amru lo yeshev aron Elohei Yisrael imanu ki kashta yado aleinu v'al dagon Eloheinu. It's not good. This Aron is not bringing us very good luck. Let's get him out of here. He killed our god Dagon, and now we're getting these hemorrhoids or whatever we're getting. Zelo matim man. Vayishlachu v'yasu es kol sarnei plishtim aleihem v'yomer man naaseh la'aron Elohei Yisrael. So they go to the officers and they say, you know, at this point they have to have permission from the greatest officers, because this was like a national treasure. You can't just move the Aron without the permission of the upper echelon. So they say, what are we going to do with the Aron? Vayomru Gat Yisof. So bring it to Gat, which obviously today we know as Kiryat Gat. Vayisov Gat Yisof. Sorry. Vayomru Gat Yisof Aron Elohei Yisrael. Vayisevos Aron Elohei Yisrael. So they bring it over to God. Vayi achrei sevoso vatihi yad anorei beir Mehuma gdola me'od. So now it's in the second place, and things are even worse. There's a big mehuma. Vayachas anshei ha'ir mikatan v'ad gadol, v'yishasru lahem t'chorim. Once again, there's two things that happen here. First of all, everyone gets this this t'chorim or whatever it is, but there's also a maka gdola. There's a vayachas anshei ha'ir mikatan v'ad gadol, meaning that there was some sort of machala or some sort of sickness that happened even beyond just the physical pain or the mental pain of these tchorim. So once again, vayishalchu es Aron Elohim Ekron. This time they don't ask; they just send it off to Ekron because it's like at this point we're not going to deal with these things again. Now, once again, you see the stubbornness of the plishtim is either it's that they're stubborn and they don't want to bring the Aron back. Or, according to their Avodah Zarah, they understand, and this we find in other places, is that certain gods in that realm had koach in certain areas. And other certain geographical areas, they didn't have as much koach. We see it by Achav later on in Tanakh, where Achav is fighting a war, and I'm forgetting right now who he was fighting against, and that king says, let's go and fight against them in the mountains because the God of Israel doesn't have koach in the mountains. So we see that there's this concept of maybe by moving the Aron to a different location, that'll change their mazel. Either way, they move it to Ekron. Vayishlachu es Aron Elohim Ekron, vayi kevo Aron Elohim Ekron, vayizaku ha'ekronim. Now kind of read the word got to the people in Ekron, and they're not very happy about the Aron coming. We don't need any of this. Like you came to kill me, so we understand that this tchorim can't just be like a simple hemorrhoids. It's some sort of it's a deep machla or whatever it is. It's something that's actually killing people. Once again, they bring the higher echelon. They say, get this out of here. We don't want the Aron here anymore. I don't want that. You know, you guys are the governors. It's very easy for you just to say, oh, move this national treasure from here to here, but it's bringing us terrible luck. Things were so bad wherever the Aron went, things were very bad. And we obviously understand that Hashem is trying to show that the Aron represents the Shekhinah, and the Shekhinah won't be messed around with. It's a great Chil Hashem, right? V'anashim asher lo meisu huku ba'afolim b'tchorim v'tal shavas ha'ir ha'shamayim. See, once again, that's why it's clear that they're not dying from these tchorim. It means that the people who didn't die were inflicted with these tchorim. Now, either they're hemorrhoids or they're something else. And in the next paragraph, we're going to see why according to the pshat, it's a little bit hard to say that they're hemorrhoids. Vayihi Aron Adonai b'shtei plishtim shiva chodeshim. So this went on for 7 months. Now, at least at this point, it seems like the Ekronim got the Aron outside of their city. They don't have it there anymore, and now it's in shtei plishtim, meaning it's in no man's land. It's in the land of the plishtim, but it's just outside in the field because no one wants to take bialos over it. No one wants to deal with the issues, right? And it's there for 7 months. Vayikru plishtim lakohanim v'lakosmim lemor mana asa la'aron adonai hodiyunu b'man ishalchenu lemkomo. So there's two parts of this pasuk. It sounds like within the plishti, confederate or whatever it was, that it sounded like there were two possibilities as to what is going to happen with the Aron. Either there's the Vaikru Plishtim LaKohanim VeLaKosmim, they call these advisors and these Kohanim, and they say, Mana Sela Aron Adonai, and that there's an Asnachta there, that means there's a pause. What are we going to do with the Aron? And then there's another possible suggestion, is Hodiunu B'manish Alchenu L'mkomo, right? Sounds like there's another part of the plishtim that are suggesting that let's just send it back to the Jews. But they understand that they can't just send back the Aron without any sort of appeasement, because that's how Avodah Zarah worked. If you wanted to appease a god, you had to give some sort of appeasement, some sort of korban. So it sounds like even within the Plishtim, there's a little bit of a machlokas as to what to do with it. Mashma that they're still so stubborn about this situation. They really believe that it could be, you know, and if it is some sort of sickness, what could they possibly believe? They could believe by moving it around from place to place. Ekron is the furthest of the places. Could be that they think that if we moved it from one place to a city right next to it, so then what? Maybe it's just like in the water. Maybe it's corona. You know, like everyone's catching it. You know, but if we move it all the way to Ekron, so maybe over there they're not going to get the sickness. Maybe, you know, maybe if they're in a different location. But either way, this isn't working out. So there's two suggestions. Either we should maybe move it again, maybe to a further place, or we should actually send it back to the Jewish people. But we have to figure out how to appease them. Vayomru. So the shluchim, these advisors, these kohanim, clearly take one side. Vayomru. Im shalchim es aron Elohei Yisrael, al tishalchu oso reikam ki ashev tashivulu Hashem. You have to appease them. If you're going to send it back, meaning, right? What are they suggesting? Send it back. But if you're going to send it back, make sure that you're going to send it back with someone. Yeah, with something. Either let's keep on playing this game of tag, of let's move it to a different place and see if it continues to afflict people, or we'll send it back. But if we're going to send it back, we have to figure out how we're going to send it back, right? So they clearly take the side of im right? What is the pasuk saying? Im shalchim asaron Elohei Yisrael. Meaning, it sounds like that they are suggesting that we should send it back. Yashiv tashivu lo Hashem. Send it back with some sort of korban. Az tirapu v'nodalachem lama lo tasur yado mikem. And then only after you send it back, everyone will become healed from all this, from this machla, from this tchorim. Yeah.
If they're returning, if I'm giving you a gift, why do I have to give a gift along with it?
Well, it's not really a gift. It's giving back what belongs to them.
Yeah, but they got it through war. I'm saying they're not like some like...
Right. So Kanira, once again, it's like some sort of mystical understanding that really the Aron, maybe we really overstepped. We shouldn't have taken the Aron, and therefore we need to...
But wouldn't it be better to give it than to not... Wouldn't it be better to give it with nothing else than to not give it at all? It says, if you're going to do it, then you should do it this way. But like it seems like it's a...
The im, Taka, is mashma that they're not so sure about it, but... There is no other suggestion, meaning like there's no other. It's not like they say this and then and if not, then that's why the M maybe is not if.
Or it's versus the people who were still thinking it's not the R.
Right. Right.
So we're saying if it's the R own, then to do it right, we have to do this.
Right. Right. Nachon. It doesn't seem like that other possibility is really a possibility in the Kohanim's eyes, because they once again they're you know like they're spiritual and they understand you know that. There's all these issues. Okay. Vayomru, ma asham asher nashivlo. So what should we give back? How should we appease the Jewish people and the Jewish God? Vayomru, mispar sarnei plishtim chamisha tchorei zahav.
Wait a second.
So this is where the problem is. What are tchorim? How do we translate them?
It says five golden hemorrhoids.
Okay. So what in God's name does five golden hemorrhoids mean? And is that like an appeasement to like God? Hold on, God, let me get my hemorrhoid and I'll make it out of gold. So that's why there's a lot of people who suggest that chorim is not hemorrhoids.
And what would it be rather?
It would be some sort of pest, some sort of poisonous animal. Maybe it was like a rat. Maybe it was some sort of like a
golden rat.
Meaning like Kanira, like the Zahav, like the Nachash HaNechoshes, you know, like they were being bitten by snakes. So what did they do? They made this bronze snake. So it could be along those lines. It's like this is some sort of appeasement. Either way, so that's why it's very odd to say that it's hemorrhoids. That's how most of the Mefarshim understand it. But once again, I think just on a pshat level, what does that mean that
what's
they're giving back?
Huh? what is the reason for why it doesn't just say Tichore in the Pasuk?
Right. So the basic reason, most of the Mefarshim understand that the Torah goes out of its way many times to use a Lashon Nekiya.
But if we're saying it's, that works if you're saying it's hemorrhoids.
Right.
You say it's rats.
Right, right.
Well, it's still a bad word.
Yeah, the word tchore could be understood as hemorrhoids. Can you read the word tchore does also have a connotation of hemorrhoids. The Kriyin Ksiv also is a Mesorah. It depends how you understand Kriyin Ksiv. I saw that someone suggested, and this is obviously very dependent on how you understand Kriyin Ksiv, which is a longer conversation, but Kriyin Ksiv could have been that it developed on later, and that means that maybe at some point Tchore had a bad connotation, had like a not nucky connotation, and therefore they said, okay, we're not going to write it like this, we're going to write it like this. That really relates back to Kriyin Ksiv. Okay. Either way, they send these five things, v'chamishei achbarei zahav, and that's why, and these five rats, why are they sending back rats? So that's why it's also possible to understand that it's some sort of pest. Ki magifa achas lekulam ulesar nechem. Five of these things representing the five sarnei plishnim. V'asisim tzalmei tchoreichem v'tzalmei achbareichem ha-mashchisim es ha-aretz v'nasatim l'alohi Yisrael kavod. Ulai ha-keles yadom aleichem u'mal aloheichem u'mal aretzachem. Mashma, it sounds like that people are still suffering from this big magefa. So it's not that even when the Aron was in the Sadeh, when it was in Shnei Plishtim, it sounds like people were still suffering from it. And that's what motivated. Because if no one was suffering from it, what would have motivated them to want to return the Aron? V'lama tichavdu es levavchem kasher kibdu mitzrayim u'paro es libam. So this is the Kohanim. They're saying, why are you guys being so stubborn? Chever, you guys should have, we should have stopped this when Dagon was already, when he fell down the first time. Now we're holding like three or four times after that. Why are you holding back? Why are you being like Parah and Mitzrayim? Halo Kasher, Hisaleo Bahem, Vayishalchum, Vayilechu. So there's a comparison here to the Makos, which the Plishtim are suffering to the Makos, obviously, of Mitzrayim. So therefore, the suggestion is the following. Vatachu vasu agala chadasha. Take a new wagon. Agala chadasha achas u'shtei paros alos asher lo ala alehem ol two cows which haven't been worked. Vasartem es haparos bagala vashivosem bnehem machrihem abaisa, and take their children. Okay, take the calves and leave them behind. Ulakachtem es aron adonai nosatem oso el agala ves klei zahav asher hashivosem lo asham tashimu bargaz mitzido v'shilachtem oso v'alach, and send these cows off holding the aron and all of these things, the whole appeasement. Uriyisem im derech v'lo yale bet shemesh, and this is a test. The test is if the cows go up to Beit Shemesh, hu asal lanu es harag delazos. This is a sign from Hashem, and Hashem did all of this, and therefore he accepted our appeasement. But if the cows stay behind, or they come back, we understand that it wasn't from Hashem. Mikrehu hayalanu. So there's a few problems with this suggestion. First of all, mashma, that they still haven't been shalem with their decision. It sounds like they're really still not convinced that what? That this is the right thing. Okay? We're going to finish in just a few minutes. So they send them off. There's a lot of issues with what they're doing, meaning already from the get-go, they're leaving the animals' children behind because
to try to
get the cows to come back, meaning the mother cow doesn't want to leave their children. So there's something that, once again, even within this system of a test, they're trying to skew the results and get the odds which they want. So they do exactly that. So they go up to Beit Shemesh. halach, the gal velo sari yamin was small, they don't go right or left, the sarnei plishtim holchim achareim ad gvul beit shemesh, they're watching and walking after these cows. Ubeit shemesh kotzrim ktsir chitim be'emek. At that point, the Jews were being kotzer their wheat. Vayisu esayinehem vayiru asaron vayismechu leros, and they got so excited. Vagala ba'al stei Yehoshua beis hashim shiva ta'amud sham v'shem v'sham evin gdola, there's a big rock over there. Vayivaku etzatzei ha'agala v'esaparos ha'elu ha'ola l'adonai. They start bringing korbanos. It looks like everything's beautiful. The Aaron's back, and it's amazing. So it could be that there was like some sort of horasha that like they were allowed to do it, and at this point, Kanireh Shiloh is destroyed. Okay, Kanireh at this point Shiloh is already destroyed. Valavim horidu es aron adonai ves argaz asher ito asher bo klei zahav esim es el ha'evan agdolav anshei beis shemes ha'eluo los vizbuchu zvachim b'yomo uladonai. So they come and they bring the korbanos to Levim, bring the aron down because they were the ones, they knew that they couldn't touch it. Chamisha sarnei plishtim ra'u v'yeshu v'akron b'yomo hu, and they go back, the plishtim officers go back after seeing that their test had failed, and this was obviously a sign that this was from Hashem. If you want to go and find those Tchori Zahav, you can go and look by Beit Shemesh. Vayachman Shei Beit Shemesh, Ki Ra'u Be'aron Adonai. But now there's another Makkah. Not only the Plishtim are getting killed, Jews are getting killed. What did they do wrong? Ki Ra'u Be'aron Adonai. They looked inside the Aron. Vayach Ba'am Shivim Ish, Chamishim Elef Ish. Okay, my Hebrew, like I know not everyone's Hebrew is like amazing, but like, does that make any sense? Yeah, well, what does it say before that? It says, "Vayach ba'am shivim ish, chamishim elef ish." Is it 70 or is it 50,000 or is it 50,070? It's a weird number, right? Vayisablu ha'am ki ika Adonai ba'am maka gdola. So there was a great makkah, and the entire the nation mourned over this. Vayomer anshei Beit Shemesh, mi yuchal la'amod lifnei Adonai Elohim HaKadosh hazeh, vel mi ya'aleh me'aleinu. Like, we don't want this either, right? Vayishlachu malachim al yoshvei kiryas yarim le'mor yeshivu plishtim es aron Adonai redu ha'alu oso aleichem. Okay, we're like mamish over time, so we're going to speak about this in Mirtz Hashem on Sunday. We'll be mashlim this the end of this parak over here. There's a lot of questions to deal with. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to go over time.